Good morning here, and welcome now to Backyard and Beyond. As here this morning, we'll be speaking now with Lori Chappell with the Iowa State Fair. Good morning to you, Lori.
Good morning.
Getting ready for a big week here coming up. I guess first off, let's give them the obvious information. When is the fair coming up?
Iowa State Fair kicks off Thursday, August 9th, and wraps up on August 19th.
All right, so plenty of time to get out there and enjoy yourself. And, of course, a lot of things go on at the Iowa State Fair. There's always, I think, a different highlight for everybody. But if you're going to get ready to go to the fair, I guess, what's some of those things right off the top of your mind that folks really need to be thinking about and be prepared to check out?
Well, probably the first thing to do is buy your tickets now, and you'll save money. Regular price $10 tickets are only $7 if you buy them in advance. And you can do that online at iowastatefair.org. We have printed home tickets, no fee to do that. Or you can get them at grocery stores throughout Iowa, whether it be Hy-Vee or Hy-Vee drug stores, Fairways, and Dolls in the central Iowa area. And, you know, all that information is on our website, iowastatefair.org. Beyond that, once you do get your tickets and you know when you're coming, check out the website for all the information. Opening day is full of activities. That's August 9th. The fun begins at 6 a.m. that day.
All right, so a full fun day that day to get the fair kicked off, and then there'll be lots of, course, great things going on throughout the fair. I know you've got some great grandstand entertainment, as always, lined up as well, and that'll be something that folks will look forward to getting their tickets for those concerts as well.
There is a great lineup of genres from country, Christian, to rock, a lot of great shows, action on the track with both the tractor pull and the car races. So really there's something for everybody in the grandstand. That kicks off to August 9th that evening at 8 o'clock with Toby Mac, 10th Avenue North, and Jamie Grace. We've got oldies, we've got Larry the Cable Guy, country with Miranda Lambert, and Perry. Like I said, we've got action with the pole and the races. Big Time Rush is going to be here for those families with young kids that might be interested. That's Thursday, August 16th. Hank Williams Jr. will be here. And we do have one sold-out show. That's Journey on Saturday, August 18th. If you're interested in going, we're hoping to have standing room only tickets available day of show, so check out the website for that. And we wrap up Extreme Sunday with Rascal Flatts. Tickets are nearly sold out for that show as well, so be sure to get them now if you're interested.
Yeah, good variety as always, and like you said, there's something I think for everybody there up and down the line, whether it's you know, the families with the young kids, or going out to enjoy the comedy, or the wide variety of different music. So that's also it's always something fun to check out. Now there's so much that goes on at the fair. Lori, I guess you're obviously heavily involved with it, but what are some of the things for you that are your favorite things at the Iowa State Fair?
Well, probably the fun thing for me is watching everybody have a great time. It's this big reunion for so many people, whether they're camping or they have livestock here or they're an exhibitor in one of our other buildings. There's such camaraderie among exhibitors and even fairgoers. This is always a place to meet for people to, oh, let's meet at the fair and we'll see you, you know, every year at the fair kind of thing. So that's the fun part for us. You know, we work on the fair all year long. It's not just the 11 days, so it's so rewarding to see this culmination of fun and camaraderie and everything just really come together.
A fun, great tradition for a lot of folks, and I know that's something that really always highlights their summer, and we hope that that continues to be the case. You mentioned it, and I was going to ask you about that. You know, there is so much that goes on. I guess talk a little bit about the planning and what goes on throughout the year to make the State Fair happen.
Well, we do hear a lot, you know, what do you do the other days other than the 11? We've already started on 2013. We've been working on the campaign. Our advertising will start right after this year's fair. So that one's already in progress, and we already have our eyes set on 2014 as well. So, but throughout the year, you know, the grandstand acts book very early on. Some of them do. Our free stage entertainers, to get the best ones that are available, we need to do that early on as well. And we're constantly looking for new entertainment and fun ideas for the fair, and it really takes us all year long to make those plans.
Yeah, a lot of hard work and effort, I'm sure, throughout the year. And you mentioned you're looking already maybe 2 years in ahead, so that gives people an idea just how much effort that and coordination that takes to get everything ready. And you mentioned, too, the free entertainment. We talked about the entertainment that's out there at the grandstand when you pay to get in the grandstand for those shows, but there's always plenty of free entertainment throughout the grounds, and that's another thing that makes it fun is almost anywhere you go, you've got something else to stop and take in and enjoy.
Yeah, whether it's on a free stage or grounds attraction, as we call them, strolling entertainment, there's more than $500,000 worth of free entertainment here at the fair. And the free stages have great lineups again this year. Of course, we have local favorites with the Nadas and the Blue Band, but beyond that, we've got a few reality show groups that are coming. From The Voice, we've got Dia Frampton, Action Item, that's a popular Disney group. We've got Street Corner Symphony, that was another reality show runner-up. And on the Bud stage, we have a tremendous lineup with Bob Wooten, who formerly played with Johnny Cash. We've got Dave Mason duo, War, if folks remember that band. A lot of country on our Susan F. Amphitheater with Steve Holy. We've got Hairball coming back, Hunter Hayes, Country Gold, as we've had for a few years, and R&B group Boys to Men will be here on our Extreme Sunday, on the last day of the fair.
I know that one will be popular, especially kind of my generation, some of the girls growing up. That was the thing back in the day, so we'll see how that turns out. But, yeah, you mentioned so many names. It could make your head spin if you try to get them all in there. But I guess just pick out a few of your favorites and go enjoy and have some fun with it. I know something else that I noticed that I thought was a cool addition here to the fair this year is you're going to be doing a zip line.
We are. It will be located west of the Jacobson Exhibition Center. It's a 28-foot tower that you'll jump off of and zip 130 feet to the end. Oh, we're looking forward to having it for the first year and encourage folks to check that out. If you can actually buy your tickets now online and get a discount on those, 2 for $10. So during the fair, they'll be 2 for $12. Individual tickets will be $7. So, like I said, think ahead and buy them early.
Yeah, it pays off a little bit to be prepared and plan there out ahead of time to save yourself a few bucks and all those great things. Most people know that they're going to go check out the fair anyway, so you might as well get those tickets in hand and save yourself that money. Another thing, of course, we always talk about with the Iowa State Fair is there's always some fun food to try to fill your belly with as well.
Well, we have our fair share of that again this year. We've got several new foods that will be here at the fair, a few that are on a stick and others that aren't, but they're all a lot of fun. We've got a couple of new vendors. Beaverdale Confections will be in the Shoppers Mart. They're new to us. They'll be offering gourmet s'mores. And you pick out your flavor of marshmallow, and they'll make your s'more in front of you, and then they toast it in front of you on a conveyor belt, so that's kind of fun. And Iowa Orchard, which is here in central Iowa, are going to be offering peach, apple, and cherry crisps as well as other fruits and delectable items that they have, and they'll be in the Ag Building, and both of those vendors are new for us. With new foods, we've got the double bacon corn dog, fruit on a stick, crab fritters, the deep-fried pickle dog. The pickle dog's been around for a while, but this year they're going to deep-fry it, so you have another option.
We always got to try that with everything, right?
That's right. One thing that won't be deep-fried is our new Fair Square. And just a few years ago, if you remember, the Blue Ribbon Foundation introduced what we've called the official fair food, and it's the Fair Square. This year we're introducing another flavor, and we've had a Facebook contest, so a fair fan named it Nothing Spared, and it truly has spared nothing. It's got the marshmallows and crisp rice cereal, which is in the traditional treat, but beyond that, it's got pretzels, potato chips, Oreos, toffee, and M&M's. So, so check that out. Those are only $2, and all proceeds go to the Blue Ribbon Foundation for fairgrounds improvements.
You definitely get a little bit all the taste senses there in that one.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, let's remind folks once again how they need to get a hold of their tickets to get prepared to go to the fair.
Well, you have several options. The easiest one might be to visit your computer, iowastatefair.org, and you can get advanced admission tickets there. They're $7 instead of $10, $3 for children, and they're $4 at the gate. We have other discounts and packages available on the website as well, whether it's Midway or food, so check all that out. All the information about our grandstand and free stages is on the website as well.
Yep, so if you're looking for that information, stop it over to the website, iowastatefair.org, and get yourself ready to head to the state fair. Well, we just hit the tip of the iceberg here, but you can only talk so much in a short amount of time about all the things that go on at the Iowa State Fair. And Lori Chappell with the Iowa State Fair, we want to thank you for giving us some time here this morning.
Thanks so much. We'll see you at the fair.
Thank you.